So we're left with more questions than answers right now. I do have an answer about the Cavs talk that will be coming up at 8:20. I think Evan Mobley might be becoming the player that we wished other players would become in this generation. Right on time, too. Thank goodness for us. Colby Altman also gives you a little bit of pause. Like, yeah, you always be careful about what you say about a general manager or a team president in his case now. Because they look hella good over there at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. More coming up at 8:20. We just took a call from Bobby in Willowick. And Bobby went immediately to, your defense wins championships. And I could feel, I was looking down at the table when he said it. I could feel the other eyes in the room rolling down the hallway. Am I right about that or am I wrong about that, Tone?
It just seemed like a call from a bygone era.
Well, that's part of it. That should show you, if anybody in Berea is listening, and they do, that should show you where your fan base is right now. Because we immediately go back to protectionism. They don't trust the organization. It's not even just about, like, if John Dorsey were to magically come back and said, I like Cam Ward. You know how many people call up saying that we need to take Cam Ward? You know how many people would do that? If John Dorsey came back and said, I don't care what you guys say about his daddy. I love Shedeur Sanders. Oh, my God. They'd be running to the podium. They'd be wanting to trade up with Tennessee to go after Shedeur Sanders just to make sure, Tone, because what do you always say? You can't jump number one. You make sure you take your spot no matter what it is. It's about who you trust to do it. But they don't trust them to make that pick. They don't trust him. So we go back to protectionism. And am I going to tell Bobby he's wrong? Because I'm going, hey, I'm one of the guys who say, hey, you know, you look at a team like the Bears. The Bears are really good at drafting a fantasy team. You need to build from the inside out. You got your quarterback. You need to protect that quarterback. You need to get a good defensive line. You need guys who are going to play and play solid for you for a long period of time. They'd rather him trade back and take a solid pick like Mason Graham or Will Campbell out of LSU. That guy could be our left tackle for the next umpteen years, like Joel was, a guy we trust. We can get a great guard like Joel was, a guy we trust. We trust these guys. We can get another defensive end. No one's going to be like Miles, but close to Miles, a guy we trust. We go right back to it. So we'll get these calls, and people will go, I can't believe we're listening to defense wins championships. You know damn well why we're going to get those calls. And you know why they'll say it, and I'm not going to tell any of them they're wrong. I'm not going to do it, because I don't have that much confidence in who's making the picks either.
I know. All I'm saying is, and this is obviously, this draft, when it comes to wide receivers, has been maligned. We know what's going to happen always. When it comes to quarterbacks, they always end up, the inflation that happens every year. Like, we've lost, I've heard Todd McShay say, we've lost the middle class of quarterbacks. So all second-round quarterbacks, they're going to go in the first. And so there's not going to be any.
I don't know if we have really by the chance, by the way. Like, Baker Mayfield's playing on a nice, solid contract. That would probably be middle class. Yeah. Sam Darnold, I think, is going to get a solid contract.
Because Baker went number one overall. And it's all the guys that normally would go in the second and third round.
I think that's your new middle class,
they'll just go in the first.
I think that's your new middle class. Guys who people give up on a little bit too soon. Guys who have to mature. A little bit column A, a little bit column B with both those quarterbacks.
Yeah, Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Look at where he went too. But the bigger point is saying that, you know, who was saying last year, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, he looks really good, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Drake May looks, got a terrible team, but he looks good. It seems like Bo Nix, I mean, now he's going to the playoffs. I don't think Bo Nix is great.
He's in a good situation.
In a good situation with a good coach.
But in 1 year, rookie quarterback going to the playoffs, you're seeing it with Washington, with the Commanders. We weren't saying that about those quarterbacks last year, were we? So we just got to be careful here. We got to be careful just assuming because guys weren't at a certain level in college, there are situations where there can be development, good development stories.
I happened to watch a team that's won a few championships, and their defense has been good, but it wasn't the defense that won the championships. I mean, they got Patrick Mahomes, and that changed everything for a franchise.
I think this year your defense has gotten you to that number one overall seed, but I think eventually you win a championship, it's going to be because of him.
Look at his last 6 weeks of football. Understood. He's ready to go for playoff.
But also, what would Browns fans say if we were looking at Patrick Mahomes in this draft? What we knew about Patrick Mahomes then, what would fans be saying?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, what would fans be saying? No, you can't take him.
Right.
So just be careful. Be careful. Just because guys are at a certain level in college, I think now especially with the way they transfer, move to different situations, The book should not be completely closed on usually, that. We can find flaws in all these guys.
In a lot of ways, I'd agree with you, but I don't think I will in this case. I think that we can talk ourselves out of quarterbacks any chance we get because they're scary. They're scary to take. The busts are so much bigger than the booms. There's so many more busts than the booms anymore. But I'm telling you right now, in this case, I hear the callers and I go, what argument do I have where I go, I trust you, Andrew. Go get me my quarterback now. Go do that. I can't. And I won't. Not I know, right but now. That, maybe he'll say something at 10 o'clock today that I'm going to feel better that we'll carry on the fan.
Because of that, then you're going to say the same thing the year later. We're not going to take quarterback in that draft either. Like, when are we taking
Because if it goes the way that a lot of people are thinking they're going to go, they're probably going to be bad next year, and that means there will be a house cleaning. And then people will go, hey, I trust this guy. Well, why do you trust this guy? We can't mess it up now because there's Arch Manning at the top of the draft or right. Drew Aller's at the top of the draft. That's where they'll take it. 216-474-0092. Henry in Strongsville, you're first up on the fan. Yellow, Henry.
Yeah, I can't believe you guys are dismissing the defense. And you guys actually helped my point because you went off on a tangent on how great Mahomes is. But in 2021, not 1989, Anthony, how many points did you need in the Super Bowl to beat Mahomes? 10. Because Tampa Bay rushed four. They had four strong D linemen. And we're able to drop 7. And correct me if I'm wrong, but behind the line of scrimmage, Mahomes had a run for 200 to 300 yards because the defense pounded him. They gave you the game plan. If we want to get through the AFC, how do you beat Mahomes? You get pressure on him with 4, which they did. So why would we not follow that?
Because you got to get there. How are you getting there? You got to get there because you got to have offense.
Go down
how are you getting to the Super Bowl? How are you? Hold on. Think about what you just said.
Come on now, guys.
To get there, you have to put up points.
Come on now.
You don't just get to the Super Bowl scoring 10 points.
Where were we that same year, Anthony?
Come on now.
What were we? How close were we?
So you think that all you have to do is get a good defense and you're going to get by Josh Allen, who puts up 40 every week. To get by Patrick Mahomes, to get by Joe Burrow, to get by Lamar Jackson. Think about what you're saying. And by the way, Justin Herbert is only getting better. So you think having the eighth best quarterback in the AFC is the formula to get to the Super Bowl?
Happy New Year.
You think that?
What you need?
What year do you think this is? You sound so silly. You are a relic from a bygone era in the NFL.
Henry, hold on for a second.
That's like saying in baseball, we got to go station to station in 2024.
Who do you want them to take? Tell me who you want them to take now.
I want them to take a stab at quarterback every year until they get one.
Do you trust the guy making the staff?
You even told me you've come to my side. You've told me. But now all of a sudden, I don't. Okay. So if you don't trust them, don't take anybody.
I'm not yelling, Henry. Can trust them to take every other position other than quarterback
in the NFL when we all have come to the side that the quarterback is the only thing that matters. And the reason we are 3-14 is because we botched the quarterback decision. Pick a side.
I remember you talking about Deshaun Watson.
Because he was a top five quarterback when he was in Houston. And so was a third of the league.
Henry's right.
What did we get for Baker Mayfield when it was an open market for Baker Mayfield? We got a third day draft pick because everybody thought he sucked. Don't act like that wasn't.
I'm not saying go back to Baker. You guys.
So what would you have done, Henry? What would you have done? You had a good defense. Where did that get you?
Well, what do you want to do on the defensive side, Henry?
I would bolster it. How did Tampa Bay beat Kansas City that year? How'd they do it?
They had Vita Vea back, which was a huge difference there in that Super Bowl.
Kansas City started 4 third string linemen.
Vita Vea is a very underrated player in that Super Bowl.
But they beat them through the defense. That's all I'm asking you to realize.
How did they get there, though?
And then Kansas City won 2 Super Bowls after that.
You're going to tell me Brady was not – they had Leonard Fournette, which also went on.
Brady got them to the playoffs.
So they had the Hall of Fame. They had the best quarterback in NFL history, but we're just going to talk about the defense.
Henry, when you talk about this call later, remember I was the one who didn't yell.
Whoa.
And remember how badly and how soundly you were defeated in this horrible argument.
No, I don't think he was.
My God.
I don't think he was.
Let's talk about football while they were wearing leather helmets. helmet.
I disagree.
And that's
with
the
you.
Formula.
Henry is exactly the type. Well,
and you guys rip on Paul DePodesta. Well, this is even worse logic.
You better preserve your voice because you're going to be yelling at a hell of a lot of people. Because again, I'm not saying there aren't. I don't want to waste a number two.
I mean, Kenny
pick.
Agreed with me the last 2 months. Hey, maybe. How many times has Kenny said, Owen? How many times has Kenny been like, Lime, I've come to your side?
The general idea of it. I would. But again, if you don't trust the people making the decision, if you don't have confidence in the people making the decision, then you're just throwing it away. It's the Glengarry leads. To give this pick to you and just be throwing it away.
But Kenny, that's even more confounding to me that you would say, because we don't trust the guy making the pick, don't ever take a quarterback. Well, what sense is that? Why let him take anybody?
Because
so just admit, fire Andrew Berry is what you're saying.
Because you are saying fire
Andrew Berry. Do not allow him to have the chance to screw up a next draft.
I'm not going to say it. You're not going to make me say it. I'm not going to do it.
But it's your philosophy.
I'm not going to do it.
Everything you're standing for.
I'm not going to do it. But
the fans can hear it. But the listeners of this show can hear that you think Andrew Berry should be fired.
I do not say that. You said that. I did not. But you have to understand.
I don't know why you just won't say it.
If I take a guy who's quote unquote safer, and they may not be. I mean, Jed Wills was not a safe pick. In the grand scheme of things, they all ended up not being very good. So you end up being just as mad about a guy like Jed Wills as, well, you wouldn't be as mad as you would be a quarterback, but you'd still be pretty mad. It feels that in the upcoming decisions that need to be made, a safer pick would probably be better for all of us because they don't trust anybody in charge. You're going to bring in one of these guys who people are lukewarm at best. No one's in love with these guys. And you're going to put them with a group that people don't trust. How am I supposed to yell at Henry and Strongsville?
No, what you're saying is you're yelling at Andrew Berry, who you won't fire.
I am yelling at Andrew Berry.
I'm calling you Jimmy Haslam for the day. What are you doing? What are you doing with Andrew Berry? You're getting rid of him. If you don't trust him, then he can't pick your players.
I don't need to say it. You say it for me. Nicholas in Columbus. He's listening on the Free Odyssey app. He's next up on the fan. Hello, Nicholas.
What's up, Ken? It's been a minute since what you said. You were asking people, you know, do they trust people who's making a decision? And I was calling to say I felt that was a pointless question.
Oh.
Because they all suck.
Okay.
The coach sucked.
Did I even ask it? Nicholas, people. The reason I said it is because the person wanted to, what? They wanted to trade Miles. That's right.
Yeah.
Todd and Ward 1 Todd wanted to trade Miles. That's why I said that, Nicholas.
Right, but what I'm saying is that this, though.
They all suck.
Regardless, they all suck.
Power rank them, Nicholas.
Power rank, who's the worst?
Give me the suckiest.
Let's go.
You want me to start bottom to top or top to bottom?
Top to bottom.
All right, so number one, Jimmy Haslam and D. Haslam. All right, number two, Kevin Stefanski. Number three, what's the dude?
Kevin
Berry. Number four, John DePodesta. I probably said his name incorrectly. And number five, whoever else is, Paul DePodesta, excuse me. There you go. And whoever else. I don't know, man. They all suck, man. It's just like the only people who should stay are the Haslams. That's because they own the team. But like Stefanski, you know, the Schwartz dude, you know, that was fool's gold. It's just bad, man. A few months ago, you had a call and say it's time for rebuild because we're looking at 2030. And I do think we're looking at 2030 when this team is finally back in order.
No.
I mean, look, we're putting Band-Aids where surgery needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's bad, man. Like, we had one playoff win, y'all. Y'all just said it a few seconds ago. We've had one playoff win. I'm 43. I sound like my father.
You're talking to you're going to be 47 by the time that they are a competitive football team again, Nicholas.
Man, look, man, I got a 9-year-old son. I can't force him into this. I'm from Cleveland, but I can't force him into this, man. This is rough, man.
You're hearing that too much.
Look at the Guardians. Look at us. The Browns are who they are.
If
man.
I can it's, force my children into it, Nicholas, so can you,
bro. Listen, I'm letting my son. He can pick, man.
No,
he ain't a Clevelander like me. You know what I'm saying? It's why I don't want him to be miserable. Mm. I am my father now, bro. I'm 43. I'm my father. Mm. I'm him talking to me. It's ridiculous.
If you
bro,
think I'm going
to
sit there at Christmas dinner in 20 years from now dealing with this from a fan base, and thank you for the call, from a son who isn't a fan of this going, I don't know why you followed it into hell like you are, which I'll be lucky to be around in 20 years, but still, to have that, I ain't going to deal with it. No, they're coming with me. If I'm going to hell, the kids are coming with me. I expect
that's a Ken Carmen classic.
You to do the same. Coming up next. Again, Tone, you're going to hate me. You're going to hate me in the next 100 days, man, because Henry's in Strongsville and all these guys, I'm going to line up and I'm going to agree with them. I'm going to tell you that right now. Because if you don't trust who's making these decisions, if you don't have a lot of confidence in the decision-making process, yeah, people are going to go right back to defense wins or defense wins championships and offensive line radio. Because that's the least amount of risk. Those are the people we trust the most. Ain't my fault. It's their fault.